Welcome to Jumpstart Your Career podcast. If you're ready to switch gears and master an effective strategy for your career journey, you are in the right place. You don't have to struggle in your job interviews alone. You can use this podcast as a roadmap to navigate the roadblocks. This is a place where you can develop a new strategy, the self-confidence and skill to put yourself in the driving seat of your job interview. Your career journey is a marathon, not a sprint. I'm your host, Sandra Laws, career coach. Let's get started on today's episode. Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Jumpstart Your Career podcast. I'm your host, Sandra Laws, careers coach at Purple Transitions Personal Growth. I'd like to welcome all the new listeners to our podcast community, welcome all the returning listeners, and thank you for all of you who have recently subscribed to the podcast. I really appreciate it. Now, having mentors has made a huge impact in my career and my life. Mentors can see your blind spots or your potential. I found that my mentors really challenged me. There are many famous people who have achieved phenomenal success with mentors. You've got Oprah Winfrey, who was mentored by Maya Angelou. And there's Sir Freddie Laker, the airline entrepreneur and the founder of Laker Airways. He mentored Richard Branson, the founder of Virgin Atlantic Airways. Today, I want to talk about what a mentor is and the benefits of having a mentor in your career. Before we continue with today's topic, I'd just like to invite you to sign up to the Jumpstart Your Career newsletter. By signing up, you'll receive a free interview checklist and preparation worksheets. The newsletter is packed with insider tips and expert advice. Sign up today to ensure you have all the tools you need to succeed. And I've put the link in the show notes of this episode. I'd also like to invite you to subscribe to Jumpstart Your Career podcast on your favourite podcast platform so you don't miss an episode. Now, when I look back in 2013, when I started a new role, I wish I had a mentor during the early months of the new role. I was unprepared for some of the situations that came up because it can be quite a learning curve to understand the dynamics in the shift of starting a new job. Now, I've had two mentors in my career, one within the organisation where I worked and the other was outside of my employment. And I experienced a huge shift having these mentors. My mentor within the organisation where I worked, she had achieved a high level of management success, and she was able to share key insights and advice. I met with my mentor every 3 weeks over a period of 18 months. We met in a coffee shop near where I worked. It was a safe space where I could seek guidance on any potential tricky issues that were coming down the pipe. When you start a new job, you can often find yourself in an unfamiliar environment and you might feel a bit anxious. Having a mentor can help you navigate the organisation culture, and mentors can guide and support you throughout your career. Now, here are some reasons why having a mentor in a new job or when you're thinking about changing your job, it can make it a really smooth transition. What is a mentor? A mentor is usually an experienced senior professional in their field who supports and advises a less experienced individual. The mentor often has substantial knowledge and understanding about the organisation, the structure, the culture and the sector. Now, mentoring is well known to benefit those people who aspire to climb the ladder. But it's often very, very useful if you're in a new job or you want to make change in your career. This is often an informal arrangement where a seasoned professional is approached by an employee who wishes to develop expertise in a particular field. Mentors are often part of important networks within the organisation. A mentor can help you to expand your network, open doors to new opportunities and key relationships within the organisation. A mentor can also offer guidance when you need to make really important decisions in your career. It's important to identify a mentor who's experienced in the specific area that you want to develop. Find a mentor who has different strengths than you have. Identify a mentor who thinks differently from you, or even one who works in a different industry. To grow in your career, it's important that you're challenged to move beyond your comfort zone. Now, how I benefited from having a mentor. Now, I found my mentor to be invaluable because she was a good listener, she gave me honest feedback, she was very supportive, and we developed a strong mentoring relationship. She provided invaluable advice to me on how I could best position myself within the organisation. My mentor frequently challenged me to try new approaches in my management style. With a mentor, I was able to see examples of strong management skills that I wanted to master. My mentor created an environment where I could learn. I was able to be open with my mentor and share my experiences. It really helped me to grow, and she'd give me lots of feedback. Like I said, honest feedback on my performance. And she was also my accountability partner. At each meeting, she would request an update on a task that I said I would carry out in my job. It was invaluable. Now, if your employer offers a formal mentoring program, please take advantage of it. If you don't have a mentoring program where you work, reach out to individuals who have the knowledge, experience, and attitude that you respect. Embrace the opportunity to learn from someone who has the career that you aspire to. I'm so grateful that I had two amazing mentors during my career. Without this experience, I would not have had the opportunity to be coaching clients and sharing my mentoring experience with you. I remember another mentor I had, she was an external mentor, and she was giving me some coaching because I had an interview coming up, and she challenged me. She said, "What do you rate from 1 to 10? What do you rate yourself for this vacancy?" And I said an 8. And she challenged me because she felt that I was a 10. She kept challenging me, asking me why. And I couldn't give her any reasons why I was not a 10. So my biggest encouragement to you is that a mentor can help identify your blind spots and transform your thinking about your potential. So remember, a mentor can help you, can challenge you to move beyond your comfort zone. And we've now come to our quote for today. A mentor is someone who sees more talent and ability within you than you see in yourself and helps to bring it out. And this is a quote by Bob Proctor. And that brings us to the end of today's episode. I hope you found today's episode useful and it'll help you in making a decision as to whether or not you feel a mentor will help you in your career. As always, thank you so much for supporting this podcast. And remember, if you need some help with job interviews or you're thinking about changing your career, sign up for our newsletter and free interview checklists and worksheets. Or you can book a free 30-minute coaching call. I've put the link in the show notes, or you can head over to our website, purpletransitionspersonalgrowth.co.uk. If you haven't already, I invite you to subscribe to Jumpstart Your Career podcast on your favourite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. And if you've been enjoying the podcast, please consider leaving us a review. Thank you so much. If you have any questions or topics you'd like me to talk about on this podcast, drop me an email. My email is sandra@purpletransitionspersonalgrowth.co.uk. Have a productive and an amazing week. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking. don't settle. A quote by Steve Jobs, co-founder of Apple. My mission is to help you if you are at the crossroads in your career or you have an interview coming up. You can email me at sandra@purpletransitionspersonalgrowth.co.uk.